In a survey carried out by the Direct Marketing Association of America, the following facts came to light. About half of the survey did some shopping at home during a month. Clothing and jewellery accounted for 18% of the orders, followed by magazines, home accessories, kitchen equipment, and home office supplies. Direct mail catalogues generated 24% of orders. The rest were generated by telephone, circulars, and newspaper ads. There are four main ways in which direct marketing is carried out. The first, in-home personal selling, also known as door-to-door sales. The second is direct mail ads and catalogues. The third is media advertising, such as TV, newspaper, and telephone advertisements. The fourth and newest type of direct marketing is using interactive electronic media equipment. This allows the consumer to purchase goods by pressing buttons on a remote control or a computer keyboard, which is linked up to teletext. The growth of direct marketing can be seen as a result of changing lifestyles. In a world where more emphasis is placed on leisure, normal shopping has become inconvenient. Its growth can also be greatly linked to the increased use of credit cards. In-home shopping offers a great opportunity to the marketer because people are more likely to buy a product when they are most happy. For example, studies carried out by one retail association showed that people who have just finished a meal are 25% more likely to buy clothing than people who are hungry. There is much to be gained from the integration of retail-based sales and direct marketing. Some retailers who once frowned upon non-store sales are now using direct marketing to restore dwindling sales. In-home shopping can be seen as a new consumer preference, and ignoring consumer preferences is probably the worst kind of marketing myopia.